You're listening to an African Elements top news story for September 04, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Iconic World Heritage sites, including Victoria Falls, the Pyramids, and the Taj Mahal, face increasing threats from water risks due to climate change. Approximately 73% of the 1,172 non-marine World Heritage sites are exposed to at least one severe water risk, with about 21% experiencing both too much and too little water. The global share of World Heritage sites exposed to high to extremely high levels of water stress is projected to rise from 40% to 44% by 2050, particularly in the Middle East, North Africa, South Asia, and Northern China. Water stress occurs when demand exceeds supply, leading to shortages caused by drought, overuse, or pollution. Riverine flooding results from excessive rainfall or dam failures, while coastal flooding is caused by high tides or storm surges. Approximately 600 World Heritage sites are highly exposed to water scarcity conditions, making water stress the most widespread water-related risk, threatening nearly half of all properties. The Aqueduct Water Risk Atlas provides critical data to track evolving water risks, enabling targeted actions to prevent irreversible damage. Victoria Falls, inscribed as a UNESCO World Heritage Site in 1989, has faced significant droughts over the past decade, with occurrences in 2016, 2019, and 2024. The rainy season's delayed onset exacerbates drought impacts, and climate change is expected to increase drought frequency and recovery periods. The Taj Mahal is also affected by water scarcity, leading to pollution and groundwater depletion. In 2022, a massive flood closed Yellowstone National Park, costing over $20 million in repairs. The UNESCO site Chanchan in Peru faces an extremely high risk of river flooding, with the affected population expected to double by 2050. Nature-based solutions and political commitment are crucial for addressing water risks and protecting World Heritage sites. These solutions include restoring landscapes that support stable water systems, such as planting trees and revitalizing wetlands. They help manage water sustainably and enhance ecosystem resilience, contributing to several United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs. Vulnerability to water risks significantly impacts local populations near World Heritage sites, including the Serengeti National Park, Chichen Itza, and the Medina of Fez. Disruptions to traditional ways of life and economic hardship are common. The Kanso cultural landscape in Ethiopia has experienced erratic rainfall, leading to extreme droughts and floods that affect local sustainability. International cooperation and policy frameworks are vital for wetland conservation and water resource management. The 15th meeting of the Conference of the Parties, COP15, to the Ramsar Convention, took place in Victoria Falls from July 23 to 31, 2025, focusing on wetland protection. A survey in Zimbabwe revealed that 26.72% of wetlands are seriously deteriorated, highlighting the urgent need for action. Managing sites facing both too much and too little water requires integrated approaches, including robust water storage for dry periods and effective flood control for wet periods. Wetlands play a crucial role in flood control and water purification, acting as natural sponges. Reforestation of riparian zones helps stabilize banks and improve water quality. Significant financial investment and policy reforms are needed to address global water risks. The World Bank estimates that up to $7 trillion must be mobilized by 2030 for water infrastructure to meet SDG commitments. Currently, nearly 91% of annual water spending comes from the public sector. Copyright African Elements.